Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with local author Rosie Button. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you for inviting me.
It's not a problem. Let's get the ball rolling, shall we? Right. Can you tell me and the listener a little bit about yourself, such as how long have you been an author and what type of books do you write?
Okay. I've been an author for about 7 years now. I write under the name of Rosie Button. I chose that name because I had two beautiful golden retrievers in my life and I love dogs dearly. And I had one called Rosie and one called Buttons, and that's how I come up with the pen name Rosie Button.
Oh, that's cool.
The books that I've written are about a character called Pigarillaroo. When I first wrote the books, I had two names in my head, Pigarillaroo and Nobble Bob.
All right.
And Nobble Bob, I knew straight away, was going to be a pygmy goat. I like goats a lot, and I just knew that was a great name for a goat. Pigarillaroo, on the other hand, I took a long time thinking about Pigarillaroo, and I sketched down how I imagined him, ready for when I was going to meet up with the illustrator. And from the top down, he's a pig, he's a gorilla, and he's a roo. He's Pigarillaroo. And then I realised, if I go the other way up, he's a kangorilla pig. So that's how we came about the getting the character of a kangorilla pig. So I worked with the illustrator and we worked together and we come up with a really great character. And if you see the books, he's done a fantastic job. They're really great glossy illustrations which attract children, and they really are great.
So the characters are quite vibrant and unique then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, not a problem. So what inspired you to become an author then?
My inspiration to write really was working with children, because I'm a retired teacher. I was originally a secondary school teacher and I taught science and I taught English to children with special educational needs. My career eventually took me to Spain, where I worked across primary and secondary.
Oh, wow.
Which I enjoyed immensely. But I decided to come back really because there was more career opportunities for me here.
You didn't come back for the weather then?
No, I'm afraid not, no. I do miss the blue sky, I have to say.
Unfortunately, it is a bit soggy out there at the moment, isn't it?
It is indeed. And when I came back, I did the SENCO qualification, which is the award to work with children that have got educational needs. And I started working with children with behaviour issues. And then I went on to manage a base which was attached to a primary school, working with children with autism and children that just refused to come to school and really struggled with engaging throughout the day. And I used to spend my days making up funny stories, making up rhymes to engage the children, because teachers always have to think out the box to make that classroom exciting. But with children that struggle with education, you need to go the extra mile. So I used to get puppets, silly rhymes, anything that make the children laugh, and then they'd start to engage. And I thought, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write a book with great illustrations, something that will get those children engaged and maybe think about writing, because it's difficult to get some children to write.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really feel very passionate. I want children to love books. I want children to love writing. And that's where it came from, really.
Okay, so it's from your own experiences of being a teacher and then seeing the struggles that
yes.
some of the children had for various reasons, and it's like, I've got to do something to help. I think that I can make a difference.
Yes, definitely.
Well, that's amazing. I think you can do that in some kind of way to give them that advantage.
Thank you.
Right, so on your website, you have a number of characters, including Oswin, is it?
It is, Oswin the Owl.
And yes. Kangorilla Pig. What was the inspiration for creating those characters?
Kangorilla Pig, so that came about from the name Pigarillaroo, and I developed the character. Myself and Marcus, we sat together.
Marcus is your illustrator.
He's my illustrator,
right,
yes, he is. I did some sketches what were quite bad, really. I mean, Marcus is amazing, but my drawings weren't so good. But he worked with me, and he came up with the character that, for me, it was what I had in my head. I needed him to see what I had in my head, and he did that perfectly. And that's how I came up. That's how we got the character. And if you look in the books, he's done some amazing illustrations, and even the owl, he just brings the story to life. He's done it so beautifully.
Mm. Okay. So we've partly covered this base, but we'll buckle it down, as it were. Can you be found on social media, and do you have a website?
Yes, I do have a website. It's kangorillapig.com.
Can you spell that for the people, just in case?
I can. It's KangorillaPig, kangorillapig.com. And if you go to the website, you will see there's two books on there at the moment. It's A Bleat on a Bleak Winter's Night, which is aimed at Key Stage 1 children, so roughly ages between 5 and 6. And there's The Yawn at Dawn, which is more for Key Stage 2, from age 7 upwards. The Yawn is a great book for bedtime, because it's about an infectious yawn. And you know, if someone yawns when they're sitting next to you, you tend to start
before
yawning.
Before you know it, everyone in the room's off. Yeah,
that's right. So this is about a character who starts yawning, and the yawn carries through the wood, and all the animals go to sleep. So it's quite a great bedtime story. But also great to read to children if your children are very young, because, as I said, it's well illustrated, and you can sit with your child, look at the pictures, the child can use their imagination. So it's not just for reading, it's a great one for parents to read to children every evening, because that's another thing to be encouraged. When you put your child to bed, read a book.
I mean, I've got great memories of when I was a child, I would always sit and read a book with my mum at some point during the day. And I guess that's helped me in some kind of way. I haven't turned out to be a bad person, really. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Right, so you can buy the book on the website.
You can. And also on the website, there are lots of resources which teachers may be interested in. There's masks that the children can make. They may want to do that over the summer. There's also some nice recipes, which is another thing they could do over the summer.
There's also activity packs as well, isn't it? Like word searches.
There's some nice worksheets, as well. Yeah, so there's
See, I've done my work, my research.
Well done. Yeah, there's some nice things on the website, and hopefully I will add to that later on.
Okay, so there's other bits in the works,
Yes.
So if people wanted to buy your books, can they? Is it just from the website, or can you go to a bookshop as well and buy them from a bookshop?
No, at the moment, it is only from the website.
Right, okay.
Because I'm self-published. However, I'm going to be doing different events around the island. So if you come and see me, maybe at the Donkey Sanctuary, I'm going to be there every Wednesday from the 31st of July, and I'm going to be doing storytelling sessions at 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock. And every sale of the book, £1 will be donated to the Donkey Sanctuary.
Okay.
But if you come and see me there, it's not just about storytelling. There'll be some nice poems. Sometimes they're funny poems about Pigarillaroo. Sometimes they might be related to something that's going on in school or the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So I do some funny poems. The children meet the character. They can have their photo taken with the character. I read the stories. We all stand up and jump about and do the Kangaroo Pig dance, which the children love immensely. So, there'll be lots going on in the storytelling session. So if people are free during the school holidays, bring the children along to the Donkey Sanctuary on a Wednesday morning, and I'll be there doing readings at 11 and 1.
Okay. So you see you're doing bits and pieces at the Donkey Sanctuary. What else have you got in the pipeline?
I'm hoping to be at God's Hill every Tuesday at their craft market. That's going to be confirmed tomorrow, but hopefully I'll be there every week throughout the summer. I'm also doing the steam railway all over the August Bank Holiday.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'll be there.
That's at Haven Street, isn't it?
Yeah, that's 4 days. I'll be there selling the book, and the children can meet the puppet, have their photo taken with the puppet. And hopefully, because I'm quite new to the island, but next year I'm hoping to get involved in a lot more. I would like to make Pigarillaroo an island character.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds beautiful. Right, let's sum up, shall we? Right, so if people wanted to purchase your books, where are they available from?
They can go to the website to purchase a book, or they can find me at various events around the island. I'm hoping to get into all the primary schools on the island. I'm on a mission to promote literacy in schools.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's something that is... I mean, there are a number of children that can't read or struggle with reading and writing. So if we can give them a step up, as it were, it's only a good thing.
Of course. There's no charge for the visit, and I will be giving away a hardback to every school of on a bleak winter's night.
Oh, wow.
For the school to put into their library. Obviously, if the children wanted to purchase a book at the end of the day, I'd be happy to sign books for them, but that's not obligatory. The aim of this is to get into school and get children into reading. So it's not just about me going in reading a story, it's me going in and inspiring children to want to write their own stories. I talk about the difficulties of writing a book, and sometimes you might get rejected if you send that book off. But children need to learn that rejection is fine.
It's part of life,
and you have to try again and work at stories to perfect them. And children learn that in school when they have a plan and they work through their stories. But it's good to hear it from somebody who's written a book.
Who's been there and done that, yeah. And has got the T-shirt, as it were.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have social medias?
I do. I'm on Facebook. If you check out Rosie Button, you'll see I will be putting on events that I'm going to on the island. But please feel free to contact me at rosie@kangaroolapig.com if you'd like to arrange a visit. I'd gladly come in once you go back to school in September.
Okay, so the social medias and the websites, they're all linked.
Yeah.
And if they want to find out more about you, go to the social medias or the websites and they can get in contact with you, send you an email or a private message,
yes,
or something. And then all the events that are listed, all the events that you are taking part in are listed on the social medias as well, yeah?
They will be going on, yes.
Okay, cool. Not a problem. So, one last question. Here's the curveball question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's your favourite band?
Oh, Coldplay.
Coldplay?
Yeah.
Did you see them at Glastonbury this year?
No.
On the TV?
No, I didn't.
It was a very good set, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't too bad.
I think I was sunning myself in Spain at the time.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. I saw them at Isle of Wight Festival back in 2006.
Oh.
They headlined the Sunday night, and it was great.
Oh, really?
They were really good.
Fantastic.
They were really good. Not my favourite band in the world. I'm aware who they are, but they do put on a really good live show. I'm going to say Nirvana.
Great.
It's just one of those bands that I grew up with as a child. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've even got the band logo tattooed on my arm.
Have you?
Yeah. So that's something that I've enjoyed. Right, so I wish you all the best for the future. I think what you're doing is absolutely incredible. To go out into the world and give children a distinct advantage in something they could be struggling in can only be a good thing. So I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me in today. Oh, I appreciate it.
I'm always happy to help those when and where possible.
If anybody sees me on the island with the puppet, please come and say hello. And, you know, if you want a photo done.
Come on, have me photo taken. Come on.
Come and find me.
Right, anyway, it's been great chatting with you. Thank you very much for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
Ventis Radio, FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Ventis Radio, ventisradio.com.